all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Lean on me.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzikit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is Michael. Yes, I'm here. Glad to be on the air. And for all those folks that have been writing to me and wishing me well about my operation, I had it done this week. And I want to thank you all for writing and asking me about me. Couldn't talk. I'm sorry. I was in bad shape. But today I'm feeling up to doing the show. I want to do the show. Lynn pushed me to do the show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. We're doing the show from our home once again. Lynn is in one part of the house, and I'm in the other house, part of the house, and we're doing the radio show. Lynn, our co-host, Lynn, are you there?
I am, and I was looking for my headset thinking, oh, my God, I lost it. And then I remembered I don't need it. You hear that, Chris?
That is and Chris funny. Shaw, he's in the studio. Chris, are you there, Chris?
That is funny.
What did he say? He's sitting pretty?
No,
he's
I said that's funny. Funny.
Okay, Chris, it's time.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, folks, I had the operation. I'll know tomorrow after I go in to see the doctor. So far, he says it went well. For those who don't know, I had an implant, a cornea implant.
Transplant.
I had a cornea transplant. They put it, they put a cornea transplant in my eye. And if I'm not talking too well today, you'll understand, I'm sure, because today's my first day of feeling halfway decent that I want to talk and I want to eat. Up until yesterday, I was in bad shape. Let's put it this way. I'm a baby when it comes to pain. I'm not too big on pain, so I've been pretty much knocked up as far as the pain and sleeping most of the time. Didn't want to talk, didn't want to eat. But Lynn pushed me off. Lynn's a hell of a nurse. She is fantastic. The next time you ever hear me yell at my wife, make sure you yell at me, folks, because my wife is fantastic. She's a great nurse, and I love her. I want to give out some special folks, shout-outs, yes. First, I want to give out a big shout-out. I mean, a shout-out to my buddy. It's his birthday, a special birthday, to Gary Sinclair. We love you, Gary. Happy birthday. I wish I could sing, but I can't today. But, Gary, wish you a happy birthday. He's 29 today. Yes, 29. That's a joke. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary. And Gary, in case you don't know, is one of our co-hosts.
Yes.
Gary,
for those people that listen to the show for the first time, let me explain something. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We have myself, a co-host, Sheila Young, who's blind. We have Gary Sinclair, who's blind, his co-host, and David Hildebrand, he's another blind co-host. And the only co-host that's sighted is my wife, Lynn. She's the only sighted folks among us. So we have four blind folks, including myself, and one co-host that is sighted, and that's Lynn. We are live from Orlando, Florida, and I understand you're listening to, I hope, out there, over a million people listen to the show today. I hope you're all there listening.
Do you have any other shout-outs?
Yes, I do. Yes, to Nancy Joe, wish you the best, doll. My brother, Barry Golder, if you're listening, please stay well, please, there in South Florida. And Evie, his wife, please stay well down there. You do your PSAs. I mean, your
No, you're saying them all, so that's fine. Okay. You forgot Thomasine.
Oh, yeah, my sister Thomasine of Philly, if you're listening, be well and be safe.
And how about Chris? He might have some shout-outs under the circumstances.
Well, I do have a few shout-outs that I want to give out to everyone. I'm just trying to clear up some stuff over here in the studio because I'm hearing like an echo on my end.
Yeah, me too.
So, but everybody that I want to give a shout-out to, God bless you. And thank you to all our callers that listen and our listeners. I just thank you and want to give a shout-out to each and every last one of you.
Well, that's nice. That's for sure. Everybody that's out there and tunes in every week, we really appreciate you, and we hope that you all stay well.
I want to tell folks, I got something to tell you folks, and this is amazing. When I went to get my operation, I asked everybody, when they were I first go into the room, well, you know, you get undressed and you get prepared. Is everybody wearing gloves and a mask? And everybody said no.
Hey,
no.
I'm sorry.
I said no. They said only the operating room wears the mask and gloves. We don't have enough here. So they said, no, you have to wash your, they just washed their hands because I was wearing gloves. Lynn made me wear gloves to the operating room. And I was the only one wearing gloves when they were giving me the sedatives and they were taking my blood pressure and everything else. And I couldn't believe my blood pressure was so bad. I felt pretty good. I thought I was in good shape. And they said, your blood pressure is over 200. It's terrible. And 200 over 80, they said it was not good. And my diabetes was way up. I said, I wonder why. And they said, because you're so nervous. I said, I didn't think I was nervous. They said, well, with this blood pressure and this diabetes, you're nervous. I said, well, is everybody going to have masks and gloves on and gowns on in the operating room? They said, yeah, everybody. So I went into the operating room. Would you believe they woke me up? I thought it was over. I was sound asleep. They knocked me out. And during the operation, they woke me up. I said, is it over? My surgeon said, no. I said, no. He said, we need you to be up now. I said, oh, my God. I'm not going to feel anything. He said, you won't feel anything. But meanwhile, I heard him asking for all the stuff he was asking for. Give me this. Give me that. I was freaking out inside. And I heard everything that was going on. I didn't feel anything. Let me tell you something. Anybody ever has any problem with the cornea? There's only one doctor to go to, as far as I'm concerned, in this world. His name is Dr. Lugo in Orlando, Florida. Dr. Lugo. He is fabulous. He is so soft-spoken and so nice. And if you hear that, it's one of our dogs watching the background.
It's like a reality show tonight. We can't help it.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can put your phone on mute.
No.
Yep. Okay.
So anyway, I hope you love the show tonight because it's going to be a very special show. We have some great things forward. Okay, I hope you listen to the whole show. Anyway, I hope I can sound halfway decent tonight. I hope that you can bear with me because, as I said, today's really my first day of talking somewhat normal.
Well,
anybody who knows me, I didn't want to talk for 5 days. I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to eat for 5 days. So you can imagine.
I don't think they can imagine you not talking, Michael. I don't think.
Anyway, the phone number, in case you want to call in, is 407-894-1680. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We'd like to hear from you, wherever you are in this country, or Canada, wherever you are. Call in. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680.
Hey,
love to hear from you.
Hey,
listen,
Mike,
to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Yes.
Listen, we're getting ready to go take a break real quick, but KJ is on the phone line, and she wanted to give you the doctor a shout-out. KJ, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kelly.
I wanted to give Dr. Lugo a shout out because I agree. He's a very nice man. I send a lot of my clients to him. He's also a cataract specialist as well. So if anybody is afraid to go to the doctor and needs a cornea, has a corneal issue or a cataract issue, Dr. Lugo in Altamont Springs is wonderful.
And I didn't know you know him. He's fabulous.
Of course I do. Yeah, yeah. He's a our medical consultant, so he's so knowledgeable and just such a, you know, there's not a lot of doctors out there that are really good, but with bedside manner. There's a lot, not a lot that have both, but he has both.
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, like he does everything. You know, on the first visit, you don't have to go back for, you know, several different visits for different things.
Well, thanks, Kelly. We have to go. Thank you.
We're going to break. Thank you, Kelly, for calling. Kelly from Orlando. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back to listen to the Blind Beyond radio show.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of braille books and read them on the go. Learn braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games, presented by The Hartford. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
We're back. This is your co-host. No, it's not your co-host. It's your host, Michael Golder here. Michael, see, I told you, I'm not all there. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I said to you in the beginning of the show that today's my first day of feeling halfway decent since my operation. So I hope you can bear with me for any of the mistakes I'm going to make today. For those folks who would like to call in, phone number is 407-894-5400. 1680. 407-894-1680. Like to talk to you. If you'd like to call in, please do. Again, it's you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those folks that don't know about the show, well, maybe you'll listen a little longer. Maybe you'll like the show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We have the only commercial radio show in the country that's a live radio show that's heard all over the country. We have great show every week. We try to anyway. We try to be entertaining. We try to be fun. I don't know about how fun I can be today with the way I feel, but you'll please bear with me. I'd like to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. If you'd like to call in, I'd like to hear from you. Hey, Chris, you there?
Yeah, Mike, I'm right here. Listen, we're going to hit the phones line real quick. We got several callers calling in. Let's talk to our good friend, Greg from... God, it's going to hit me in a minute. Wait till you get my age. Day City. Did I get it right? Greg?
This is Eugene.
Eugene. Get the, I got like I had like five callers calling in at one time. Eugene, I'm sorry.
When you hey, get, Mike. Hey, Lynn. Hey, Chris.
When you get my age, you'll understand.
I'm past your age. Hey, I just wanted to say today, back in March the 29th, 2012, President Barack Obama declared this day to be National Vietnam War Veterans Day, today to remember all military that served during the Vietnam Veteran War.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's a fact.
Hi, Eugene.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Well, today I'm halfway normal today. You know, I've been in bed most of the weeks of my operation.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm glad you're doing better.
Well, I feel halfway decent. At least I'm off all my pills and everything. So I'm waiting here tomorrow what the doctor has to say.
Well, you got something there to take care of you.
Yeah. Well, thank God for that. Thank God she's been with my side the whole time. We know what to do without her. I want to thank you so much for being great to us. Love you for it. Thank you, Eugene, so much.
All right. I appreciate y'all take it easy. I'll be listening to the show.
Thank you, Eugene. Thank you.
Bye.
Any other callers on the line?
Yes, sir. We're going to talk to the one and only Dr. Sherry from right here in, what city is this? Orlando. Mike, I'm doing one of your numbers today, Mike.
Hi, Michael. Hi, everybody. I don't even know who.
Okay, who is it? I couldn't hear it. Who is it? I couldn't hear it. Who is it?
Hi, Michael.
Oh, Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. I just wanted to tell you I've been thinking of you and keeping you in my prayers, and I hope everything turns out great for your eye surgery.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I didn't do it for the vision. I did it to get rid of the blisters in my eye. That's a major reason. I don't know if I'll ever see out of that eye again. The whole thing is I couldn't deal anymore with the blisters. And he said, unless I got a new cornea, the blisters would keep on coming back every 3-4 weeks. And I couldn't deal with that pain. That's the reason why I had it done. Got the implant because I had to stop at the blisters. They were so painful.
I understand. You did the right thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's why he got me in so fast, too, because they're not doing operations like this right now. But because of the pain that I was in, he got me in right away, and it was great, the doctor. And because they're not doing the hospitals like this, they're not doing things unless it's emergency. The mine, they said it was an emergency because I had to stop with the pain, and that's why I had it done, and they rushed me in to do it.
Well, that's good. At least you got it behind you now, and you can go on from there. I just wanted to say hi to everybody and have a good week and enjoy that social distancing.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry.
Okay. You guys take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. That's Sherry from Orlando, Florida. Thank
All right.
you, Sherry.
Let's take a trip over to Pennsylvania, and let's go to Valley Forge, I believe it is, and talk with our good friend, Robert. Robert, how you doing?
How you doing? How you doing, Mike? I hope you heal quickly.
Well, thanks, Robert. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
I called to see if you had heard about something I ran across recently. Are you aware of a documentary that's up on YouTube? It's called Blind Love.
I don't think so. Unless Lynn has. Lynn, did you hear about it? Blind Love?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a 7-piece documentary about how blind people date. And the part I found interesting was two of the people in this documentary, one was from Ocala and one was from Orlando.
How do you like that?
Uh-huh. It's not long. It's 7 pieces. It's about 1 hour and 4 minutes long. And they have 2 versions of it on YouTube. One just a regular video, and the other version is with the descriptive audio, which made it so much better to listen to.
Well, so, thank you so much, Robert, for calling in.
I
appreciate it.
Well, take care, Robert. Heal, Mike.
You stay well, be well, be safe. Be safe, Robert. Be safe and be
well. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Robert. That's Robert from Valley Forge. We love you all so much, and I'd love you to call, most of you, call in if you can. I'd like to hear from a lot of you folks. Please bear with me today, if you would, please.
Listen,
the phone number here is 407-894-1680.
All right, listen, we're going to stay right here in the Central Florida area. Mike, you got the phone line bling-blinging over here on my end, so I'm doing like 5 different things at one time, and I'm trying to remember everybody's name, but this young lady right here, she's about 18, 19 years old, maybe 21 now. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, right here from Orlando, Dr. Prophetess Evangelist Sheila. Sheila.
No, I'm in that high-risk area. I am not 19. I've got grandchildren older than me. Anyway, Michael, I just wanted to say hi, and I'm glad your surgery went well, and I also would like to wish Gary Sinclair a happy birthday. So today is Gary's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, happy birthday, blind man Gary. That's the only time I'm going to say it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling in, Sheila.
You take care. I'll talk to you this week.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling in.
Mike, you got this hotline bling over here, Mike.
Is anybody on the line? I'd like to do a trivia.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let's do our first trivia. Who is singing this song? See if anybody knows this one. Who's singing this song? 407-894. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Okay, so who's singing the song? Okay, that's it. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Anybody know? You should all know who's singing the song.
All right, Mike, so I got this hotline bling over here. We're going to run it. Orlando, Ormond Beach, and Pensacola, Florida, all back to back to back. Right here in Orlando, our very own Dr. Young.
Hello, it's one of my all-time favorite songs and a great song for Vietnam veterans. Lee Greenwood.
Yeah.
Oh, 100% right. That's right.
I love
it. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Best barbecue you can
awesome.
Eat. Best
Thank
barbecue you,
you
can get. Sonny's Barbecue.
And that's a great song for today. Thank you, Eugene, for mentioning that.
Yes, Eugene. Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you. And that's Sheila from Orlando.
All right. Let's go over.
Am I still on the line?
Yeah, let's go over to Ormond Beach, Florida, and talk with Bill. Bill from Ormond Beach. Bill, is that right? Hello?
I guess he hung up.
All right. Then let's talk. Let's go over to Pensacola, Florida, and talk with Pat. Pat, are you there?
I'm right here.
Hey, Pat.
How are
you
doing? Pat?
Hey, I'm great.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am. This is my first time hearing the show.
Oh, it's the first time hearing the show? Oh.
Yeah, my friend Cecil recommended it.
C-Dog.
Uh-huh.
C-Dog, yeah.
Well.
Hey, C-Dog, tell C-Dog we said what's up. How you doing, C-Dog?
He's right here with me.
Well, good.
Well, I hope you'll like the show today. I'm sorry you missed out. Someone else got the. I guess you called for the trivia song. Someone just got it before you.
Yeah, we know Sheila. We're in the ACB group.
Oh, okay. So you know Sheila.
Yes, we do. We're with.
Well, keep on listening. Keep on listening to the show. I hope you like the show and keep on listening.
Okay, we sure will.
Well, thank you so much, Pat, for calling in from Pensacola, Florida.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, that's it. That's all our callers that we have for now, Mike.
Okay.
All right.
Michael, Chris?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to remind Michael a little bit to talk a little bit about AARP, one of our new sponsors.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
For those folks that don't know about AARP, it's a great organization. The minute I turned 50, I got it right away. And, you know, it's a great, great organization. They stand by the senior citizens, unbelievable. And I don't know if you know this, but anything to do with senior citizens, they're really behind you. That's number one. Number two, I've used AARP so many times, whether it's you go to a hotel to get a discount. A lot of the restaurants give you a nice discount. They're so inexpensive to belong. It's unbelievable. I mean, your first time you use it for the discount, you know, it pays for your first time, pays for the membership. It's unbelievable. Everywhere you go, for those folks
it's on
who decided,
our, it's on our website. It's on our website. Yeah. You just go
for those
there.
Folks, those folks who don't know, it's on for the people who drive. You can get a discount for rentals, for car rentals, hotels, restaurants. It's unbelievable what you can get.
They are also a strong nonpartisan advocate for social change at the local, state, and national levels. So yep. They're protecting Medicare and they're helping workers fight against discrimination in the workplace. And
yes,
they're trying to.
It's not a political organization. Just for anybody who knows, it's not a political organization. They don't get behind one party or another. They're for senior citizens. Don't make a difference in what you are or who you are. As long as you're over 50, that's all I care about, if you're over 50. So Gary, if you're over 50 now, you can belong to AARP. That's a joke, too. AARP for Gary Sinclair.
Oh, since the day of his birthday, right?
Yep, that's why I said it.
Today's his birthday, yep.
Yep. Folks, I have to tell you something. This Dr. Lugo, I'm just telling you because treated me so wonderful. And the way he was, the way he is, if you ever need a doctor, he's the way to go because, oh my God, he was so wonderful. My regular doctor, Dr. Schuster, recommended him as if you need a cornea, that's the way to go. And he was tremendous. So he does corneas, I didn't know, Kelly, who called in from Orlando just a minute ago, he said he does other things, too, which I didn't know. But anybody, call in, talk to Dr. Lugo and his people. If you call in, just say, you heard on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I would appreciate that because I told him that I would do some things for him because he was so nice to me. Can't do enough for him.
All right. Before we before you go any further, this just came in on my news feed. Our 45th president, President Trump, extends social distancing guidelines until April 30th as the cases continue to rise in the U.S.
I'm not surprised.
So
I expected that.
Just to give everybody a heads up, keep practicing social distancing because, you know, I don't need anybody giving anything to anybody. Look, I need you to survive. So we need everyone to be as safe as possible and careful as possible as well. I know being I'm the last person to talk about being stuck in a house. I am the last person to talk about being stuck in a house. But listen, if it requires you not seeing your parents for a while, seeing your loved ones and seeing those in the nursing home, please don't do it. I know I've asked Mike and Lynn to, you know, just stay at home because I don't even want them coming out, just traveling through the airways, just coming outside to deal with anything because I want you guys to be safe. I need 17 more years of the radio show with you.
Yeah. And by the way, Chris, I read something that somebody said, and it's so true. You can say you're stuck at home, but you can also say you're safe at home.
Right.
It's all about the mindset.
So, right. So
we're going to go to break?
Yep, it's time to take a break.
We can talk more. Okie dokie.
All right.
On a break. Talk to you more after the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Ah,
We're back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
All right, so I got two callers on the phone line, all right? Our first call is calling all the way in from Fern Park, Florida. And then our other call is who I called out earlier, which was not that caller, but it was it's another caller. But now I got the right caller in, Greg from Dade City. So let's talk Dade first and then talk to Greg.
Okay. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going there, Mr. Michael? Lynn, you guys are sounding good.
Hey, is this Dave from Fern Park?
It is, the one and only.
I got to get right today.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a good thing you had that surgery because you sound nice and mellow, and now we can finally keep up with you.
I thought you were going to say you sounded nicer.
Well, maybe that too. I don't know. A gentler Michael now.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
Yeah, well, no, I'm glad. I'm glad you're feeling better. Anyway, that's the main thing.
Well, today I halfway decent today, and this whole week I've been out of it.
Can you imagine, David? I had a little peace and quiet for a few days.
I know. Halfway decent is good. You gotta be thankful for what we got.
That's right. That's
right. I wanted to tell
tomorrow
a little PSA. You heard it here first because I've got a follow up to my big hit bound single Quarantined with You, and so my next one that I'm going to come out with in a few days is Keep Your Butt at Home. So
that's funny. I think we're going to play your song right after you. We speak to Greg Lindberg. I think we'll play your song.
Well, cool. I one other thing, real quick. I just have to tell you that I'm going to have like a lot of different musicians around the country doing a little living room concert on Facebook. So if people get on Facebook, social media. They might want to try to friend or find me Dave Hillebrandt on there, Hillebrandt. And I'll be announcing in the next couple of days when I'm going to have this living room concert. I'm thinking probably like maybe Friday night around 7 p.m., but
wow,
it'll be fun.
And you have it on YouTube as well, right, Michael? It's better if people go directly to his source to listen to the new version of it because it's different than before.
YouTube is where I've got the song. But as far as this living room concert, that's all through Facebook. And if people mess with Facebook, they can friend me, and I will be announcing when that's going to be up. But it's pretty cool to be able to go live, and it's like seeing me at basically like having a front row seat at a nightclub, and probably do a set or so. So it could be fun. It will be fun.
Well, thank you for calling in, Dave. Appreciate it so much.
All right, guys.
Thank you for calling in.
Better, and we'll see you. Thanks, thanks, Lynn. Thanks,
thank
Michael.
You.
All right, stay your butt at home.
Yeah.
Now we have Greg.
That's right.
Greg, are you there?
Hey, Michael. Hey, Lynn. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg. How are you doing?
I got it.
Family. Everybody's good.
I got it right this time.
Yeah, we're all good. And Michael, I just wanted to wish.
Where are you calling from today, Greg?
So today I'm in Dade City, but I'm actually moving on Tuesday, so I'll be in Wesley Chapel.
From Dade City, you're moving home. Where? Where are you moving to now?
Wesley Chapel. It's about 15 miles south of Dade City here in Pasco County.
Oh, okay.
Further from your parents. Uh-oh.
Nah, it'll actually be a little closer to them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's good.
A little further from work, but definitely mm-hmm. closer to a lot more stuff as far as stores and restaurants and... you know, delivery options, and so for me, it's going to work out well, I think.
Well,
that's good. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I know it's been a while since I've been able to listen live and call in, so I just wanted to do that. And Lynn, I'm looking forward to your
face mask. Yeah, I'm going to, after you hang up, it caused a little bit of a stir on Facebook. I think people thought that I was trying to say that this was the end-all be-all for, you know, to prevent the coronavirus, but that wasn't the purpose. The purpose was just to create a little bit of a shield if somebody, you know, had the sniffles or whatever. So I'm going to do it right after you hang up, and I'll explain it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys being on the air in this unusual time. So thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome, Greg. And our regards
Greg,
to your family.
Right. Yep, Greg from Dade City.
Wait, Lynn, before you get started, we got one other person on the phone line that called in. Are you ready for this one?
I guess so. Now or never.
I'm going to start it off like this first.
Oh, the birthday person.
So you know where I'm going then, right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, I want to present to you one of the eldest and the youngest, but the coolest brother that you'll ever know. A veteran himself. Gary, come on.
The birthday guy.
Hey.
That's a real surprise. Hello, thank you very much for all your happy birthdays to me. And
you
glad to hear you. Well, thank you. And I'm glad you're getting better there, Michael. And I'll let you know I celebrated today by going into my swimming pool for the first time this year. And my birthday, which is very seldom done, I think. Usually it's in April or May before I can get into the pool. So enjoy today.
Well, thank you so much. And happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you again. And I love you all. And I'll see you next week.
Stay well. Be safe. Be well and be safe. Yes. Okay, so now, Lynn, let's go to what you were going to do, Zay.
Okay, well, I saw something on social media, and it was actually in Spanish, so I couldn't understand what the woman was saying, but I was observing, and I figured, you know what, I'm going to try this. And what it was, a woman made a mask out of a paper towel, and not the paper towel where you pick your own size. That won't work. You have to use the regular standard paper towel sheet, okay? And what you do is you just lay it out in front of you. And those of you ladies, I'm sure, maybe men, I don't know, but when I was a kid, we used to make paper fans by folding the paper and then turning it over and folding it again and turning it over. Well, it's the same principle. So what you do is you just take the paper towel sheet, just one sheet, and lay it in front of you. And I did this with my eyes closed. I apologize if you hear our dogs begging in the background. I did this with my eyes closed. I wanted to see how I could do it. And you lay the paper towel horizontally in front of you, and then you just fold it horizontally. Fold it once and flip it over. Fold it another time and flip it over. And it's probably going to end up being maybe six times, seven times. So that's it. And you smooth it down so you have a folded paper towel that's horizontal. And then on the right end, you just fold it over a little bit, about a half an inch or so, and you slip a rubber band under the fold. And then you take the stapler. Please don't staple your finger. You take a stapler and you staple the rubber band. And then you just go to the left side, fold over the left side about a half an inch or so, slip the rubber band, you know, loop it under the little fold and staple it down with a stapler. And then you hook the one rubber band over your right ear and the other rubber band over your left ear. The trickiest part of this whole thing, I was afraid I was going to tear it. You just have to very carefully spread the folds of the mask over your nose and mouth. But it worked. And,
now, you have to say this is that's not protection.
Yeah,
this is my disclaimer.
This is my disclaimer. I'm not saying this prevents coronavirus or it's going to prevent you from getting it or giving it. All it is maybe you're in the house and you're taking care of somebody and you have the sniffles.
And you're going
to
sneeze or going to cough.
Right. You're just keeping the droplets to yourself and your own paper towel. And it's disposable. If you want to save the rubber bands and use it for the next one, you know, just snip it off with the scissors or tear the staple, and that's it. You can do it again. But I couldn't believe it. It fit right over my nose and my mouth, just like a real mask. But like I said, make sure you use a full paper towel sheet because, you know, when the sheets that you can pick your size, if you pick two of those, you're going to have that perforation in the middle, and you don't want that because then you have too much, you know, space there and air. So just use a full paper towel. So that was my little hint for the day. It's better than nothing. So, Greg, I hope that I explained that for you. So, I promised Greg I would do that on the air. But I did do it myself with my eyes closed. It took me about less than 5 minutes. but also that's probably because I had the benefit of seeing it before.
Do we have time for another trivia?
Well, I got a call on the phone line. I got a call on the phone line for you, all the way from Orlando. One of our very own good, smart young lady, KJ. KJ, what's going down?
Okay. So I saw this thing on Facebook, and it was like one of those videos. It was super quick, you know, in fast motion, so I couldn't really get the whole thing. But I got the
dress. Got the bra.
Yeah, the bras. People were making.
It's not funny. It was really. I was going to talk about that in the air. The thing is, how many people have a glue stick? I don't. Do you need a glue stick? I mean, you cut the bra in half.
But they're easy to find. I mean,
glue. Wait a minute. Whoa. Wait a minute. Stop. Did you say did you say bra? B-R-A?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people are using
the cup off.
The cup of the bra.
Well, maybe Kelly wants to explain it. Do you want to explain it, Kelly? I don't want to take away your...
Yeah, so the cup of the bra, or even like a bathing suit top.
Right, the insert.
So, Chris, I know what you're thinking. You're not going to go buy a lady's bra or bathing suit, but like, you know...
All the women we all have extra in the drawer, right, Kelly, that we don't use?
So if there's one that doesn't fit you anymore, or even like if there's clearance ones that are really cheap that are like a big... Probably the bigger size might work better for you that. But that's you know another idea to be creative. And again, it's not the N95 mask, but it's you know to keep germs out or whatever.
Kelly, I was watching. What they did is they cut the strap, the one strap they brought it around and glued it, and then the strap that you cut off the other one, then you had a glue stick that to the left side, and then you had the two straps to go over the ear.
Yeah, so you could probably use, in lieu of a glue stick, if you do those kind of things and you have, like, a hot glue gun or even, like, fabric tape or something, you know. Different, whatever adhesive you would use, you know.
Right, well, where there's a will, there's a way, right?
Right, just don't duct tape anybody's mouth. That's not a mouth or nose.
No.
You use duct tape, okay?
Oh, God.
Well, I was going to revert back to just going straight old school with some duct tape and cutting some hole and call it the day.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's too much.
Ouch.
Well, thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Look, it's just a ripping off part. You got to rip that thing off fast or you might lose all your hair on your face.
Oh, God.
Can we go to trivia?
It's up to Chris. Guys. Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, we got time for the trivia. You ready for it?
Got 7 minutes.
Yep. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. That's the place to call in. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
That I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the like them that drop way above.
Okay, so who's singing that song? On my end, it wasn't coming in too clear. Okay, Chris. On my end, it wasn't coming in too clear. I hope that people can hear it better than mine. 407-894-1680. It's a famous person who's singing that song. I will give you some hints because you might not.
No, everybody should know that voice. I think everyone knows that voice. I got a couple of callers calling in now, but I think everyone knows that voice.
Okay.
So
okay.
Wait before you give a hint.
407-894-1680. So who's singing a song? So who's on the line?
Distorted on my end. I don't know what it sounded like on the air. I hope it sounded good.
Oh, yeah. It came through perfect on our end.
Oh, good.
All right, so we're going to take a drive back up to Pensacola, Florida, right at the cuff of the borderlines of Georgia and Alabama. I believe that's right up in Pensacola, right?
Yes, I'm still here.
No. Pat, you there?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Pat, turn your radio down just a little bit for me.
Cecil, turn the radio down a little bit. Okay, I'm still here.
All right, Pat.
Cecil just won.
Okay. It's Pat.
Oh, it's Pat.
Right, Pat from Pensacola, Florida. First time listener, second time caller.
Who do you think is singing that song?
Patti LaBelle.
Girl, go on with your bad self.
You're 100% right. 100% right. Patti LaBelle. Unbelievable.
Yay.
Hey, girl, go on with your bad self. Congratulations.
Yeah, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. If it's time for barbecue, it's Sonny's. And by the way, you can... Right now, they can get it at the door. They'll hand it at the door of your food or they'll deliver.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Sonny's Barbecue. You're getting a $10 barbecue, $10 gift card.
Okay.
You know, Patti LaBelle, she's from Philadelphia. You know, Patti LaBelle's from Philadelphia.
I know, Cecil.
All right, Pat, hold
Cecil
on.
Cecil told me not to hang up.
Right, Pat, you hold. Yeah, Cecil giving you the rundown.
Hang up, Pat, so this way we can take the name and address and send you a gift card. And by the way, because our office is closed in Orlando, because everything is closed in Orlando, we'll send it to you. Figure in a couple weeks you'll get it.
What'd you say now? I didn't hear that.
I said you won't be getting the gift cards for a couple weeks because our office is closed.
Oh, that's fine. No big deal.
Yeah, you wait a couple weeks to get it. Thank you.
Give me something to look forward to.
Well, yeah, I look forward to getting a couple weeks because our office is closed. Everything is closed in our office. Because in Florida, some of the Orlando is closed, Orange County is closed, Seminole County. There's quite a few counties that are closed. You can't have business going on, and our office is closed. Who else? Anybody else on the line?
Nope, that's it for right now. We're getting ready to come up to the top of the hour in less than 60 seconds, I mean.
Okay. Chris, call me back. I'd like to talk to you.
Yes, sir. All
right. Want a break? Don't
wait,
go away.
Pat, stay right there on the line. Congratulations to you. C-Dog, good job. Pat, C-Dog didn't give you the answer, did he? Y'all was in the night. I know this voice.
Uh-huh. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.com.